We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Faith and Patience. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. I have just read from the King James Version. Tunde was passionate about God and bold in his confessions of faith. He prayed fervently and declared God's promises daily, yet he was easily frustrated when results delayed. After a few months of believing God for a breakthrough that did not come, his zeal began to fade. He wondered why faith seemed to work for others, but not for him. One day, Tunde met an older believer whose life clearly reflected God's promises. When he asked how long it took for those promises to manifest, the man smiled and said, "Longer than I expected, but not longer than necessary." He explained that faith carried him, but patience kept him standing when nothing seemed to change. Tunde realized something crucial that day. True faith does not rush God or abandon hope when answers delay. Scripture does not say that the promises are inherited through faith alone, but through faith and patience. Patience is not weakness. It is evidence that faith is alive and confident in God's timing. A faith that cannot wait will soon quit. But faith anchored in patience understands that delay is not denial and silence is not absence. Patience proves that your trust is not in speed, but in God's faithfulness. Go into today remembering this. Patience is not optional for the believer. It is an indispensable sign of true faith. If your faith is genuine, it will endure, remain consistent, and wait until the promise is fulfilled. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from 1 John 4-5. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.